Europe had averted disaster during the Bosnian crisis, but just barely. It had taken a direct ultimatum from Germany, and it had taken Russia's willingness to swallow its pride and back down. Otherwise, Europe was on the verge of war, the first major war it would have experienced since the Napoleonic era. In the aftermath, there was a cooling off period among the major powers, but the situation in the Balkans still seethed with conflict, with hate, with ethnic passions. In 1912, a new round of fighting began in the Balkans, the so-called Balkan Wars of 1912-13. They would bring further dissolution of Turkey's European position. Serbia, Greece, Albania, and Bulgaria together defeated the Ottomans in the so-called First Balkan War, a war that lasted less than a month in October of 1912. Then, in its aftermath, Bulgaria found itself at war with its former coalition partners after Bulgaria sought to seize territory in Macedonia, an area of mixed national background. Throughout these conflicts, Russia played a prominent role, supporting the cause of the Slavic peoples against the Turks, and by implication against the Austrians as well. Although both Russia and Austria avoided direct confrontation, the Balkan Wars of 1912-1913 were terrifically unsettling. Serbia had hoped to annex Albania and achieve a port on the Adriatic. Austria did not want to see Serbia emerge from these wars stronger, bigger. Here was this state terrorist, as far as the Habsburgs were concerned. It could not, Austria was determined that it would not annex Albania. Russia, once again, reluctantly backed Serbia. Russia in the Balkan Wars found itself painted into a corner. It reluctantly backed Serbia in its determination to have Albanian territory, and particularly a port. Germany once again supported Austria, issuing yet another ultimatum to the Russians. Russia found itself humiliated once again. The Balkan Wars demonstrated that Russia was not prepared for war, did not want this crisis. It simply underscored the problems of Romanov policy, endorsing pan-Slavism, hoping somehow to draw some advantage from the Russian support of the Serbs and so on, but at the same time not being militarily strong enough or confident enough to draw the military conclusions from this. Equally unsettling was the concern in St. Petersburg and elsewhere that the Balkan Wars revealed that Russia could not control the Slavic states that it saw as its own satellites, subordinate states, client states, especially Serbia. What would happen in a future crisis if Serbia should act independently and then push Russia into a position of having once again to come to its aid? It was an ominous development in the tense international situation. The Balkan Wars also increased Germany's concerns about its only really reliable ally. There was growing fear in Berlin that the Habsburg monarchy might disintegrate just as the Ottoman Empire had done. South Slav nationalism had grown during the Balkan Wars, as had anger and resentment at Vienna. Could Austria survive another crisis? Some sort of long-term solution had to be found to this problem of South Slav nationalism. Could it be resolved? Could this issue be resolved by some sort of reform of the Habsburg monarchy? That seemed increasingly unlikely given the hatreds and resentments that the Balkan Wars and the Bosnian crisis had revealed so vividly. There was a growing fear in Europe, a growing sense in Europe that war was inevitable, that some sort of conflict, some small conflict would strike the spark that would lead to the great explosion. And there was a general feeling all over Europe that the place, the tinderbox, that would lead to this conflagration was in the Balkans.